USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Three people were fatally shot and a fourth person is expected to survive in an attack on the University of Nevada Las Vegas campus. That's located a couple miles east of the Las Vegas Strip. The Associated Press is reporting the shooting suspect was a 60-year-old professor who unsuccessfully applied for a job at UNLV. He previously worked at East Carolina University in North Carolina. Kevin McMahill is the sheriff for the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department.
UNLV campus police responded to the scene and engaged the suspect immediately right outside of Beam Hall. LVMPD officers also responded simultaneously. I can tell you today, three of the victims are confirmed deceased. There is a fourth victim who suffered a gunshot wound and is now currently in Sunrise Hospital, upgraded to stable condition.
Police did not immediately identify the gunmen, the victims, or a possible motive. Four Republican candidates made their case to the American people last night why they should be the next president of the United States. The last Republican debate of the year was hosted by News Nation in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy, former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Conservative-leaning talking head Bill O'Reilly chose a winner of the debate and why.
The winner of the debate was DeSantis. And the reason is that DeSantis tapped into the emotion that Republican voters are feeling when he went after the border and said, I would use violence against these cartel members.
The Pentagon announced that all of the military's Osprey aircraft have been grounded. This comes 1 week after eight were killed in a crash off the coast of Japan because of material failure. USA News.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing and paying your taxes and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you, and in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65-plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
President Biden's approval rating remains near record lows. According to a Reuters Ipsos poll, it's been hovering about 40%. That's compared to 39% back in November. Americans in the poll are complaining the economy, crime, and immigration are the biggest concerns under this administration. The Israel-Hamas war was a debated topic last night during the fourth and final Republican debate this year. Governor Ron DeSantis is displeased with President Biden's handling of the conflict.
The overall issue with this administration is trying to hobble Israel from being able to defend itself.
The city of Tacoma is the first in Washington state to make it illegal to declaw a pet cat. The veterinary term is de-knuckling. Tacoma leadership claims it would be similar to amputating a human finger at the last knuckle. There are exceptions if it's medically necessary. The ban takes effect March 31st of next year. With the Oakland A's baseball club getting ready to move to Las Vegas, Nevada, White Sox chairman Jerry Reinsdorf is speculating that his ball club could be on the move as well. Reinsdorf met with Nashville Mayor Freddie O'Connell during the winter meetings this week. The White Sox lease at Guaranteed Rate Field expires in 6 years. Today is National Pearl Harbor Day of Remembrance from 1941. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.